We have had some technical problems.
We are live, and it's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Simon, Gareth, and Vicky.
Did someone say here's Simon?
Did someone say Simon?
How old is this? This is literally the first... This was like the first week.
Simon, hold on. Hold on.
Simon.
Simon, wait.
What was that? What? Theodore?
It's not the chipmunks. There's just one chipmunk.
It is the Naughty Show.
Wait, Simon, you can't just graze over.
Simon does what Simon wants to do. Simon does what Simon says.
Simon says. Welcome back to Simon Says, everybody.
Yeah.
Afternoon drive time.
It's a Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio, also available for download on All Things Comedy. Playboy Radio's got a lot of great stuff going on. They're supposed to give me some copy to read, but nobody gave me copy.
They sent him to Simon. Stuff. Simon got all of them.
Simon must have sent
him. Simon
swimming
in copy.
Yeah, so much
swimming
copy. So little time. So much copy.
Well, you can follow them at Playboy Radio. On
follow them at Playboy Radio. They got a lot of great stuff. I know the Greg Wilson just came on. He's doing something with Angie Everhart. Any other exciting shows, Rick, that you might know of? Nothing. Rick's
the
nothing.
The Simon guy.
I hear we're going to be seeing Josh in a couple moments after that thing. So check out PlayboyRadio.com. They got a lot of fun stuff going on that channel. It's also available on download, I believe, on iTunes. Can you get it on iTunes? All right. Fun stuff.
Everything's fine.
I just disappeared. Must be the Bermuda Triangle.
It's fine.
Oh. Whoa!
Boy. I'm numb to it. I don't even expect him to pull through anymore.
You see it
this many times. I mean, it's like shame on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're getting hurt by it.
You're just like a mechanic at Malaysian Airlines.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, lost
just
another
like,
plane.
Look, I did everything I have to do. These are not crashing because of me. They're getting shot or vanishing, which is not something about tightening bolts.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how hard I screw this shit in, this plane fucking disappeared.
Yeah.
Malaysian Airlines mechanic.
Yeah. And they're still trying to... The truth still trying to, like, blame that it crashed somewhere, and it's like... No, we know it didn't crash anywhere. It landed somewhere.
But it might have crashed.
No.
Why?
They would have found it, dude.
No, we can't. We're going to be CNN. We're like, we're back on Malaysian Air for ratings.
Yeah, we would have found it. They would have found it.
Well, you know.
They would have found something, dude.
Well, what is the alternative you propose?
There's only two. I'm saying. Question.
God snapped it?
No, I'm saying they landed it somewhere. And those people are gone.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. The Malaysian Airlines mystery finally solved. Crash? Nope. Yanked out of the sky and snapped by God? Nuh-uh. This plane is actually landed and the passengers are... Something happened to them. More than 11.
All right. Enough of the breaking news. Let's get to everyone's favorite segment ever. Dates out the gates.
Dates out the gates. We should probably get a sound. Maybe we just get a pre-recorded thing for this.
That would make sense.
Dates out the gates, dates out the gates, dates out the gates. Dates out the gates.
Go for it.
I'll be in
House of Comedy. Know where you're playing, dude.
I'll be at the House of Comedy with Samuel Tripoli all week and weekend long.
Yeah, should be fun. We got Paul Casilis.
Casilis, yes.
With us, who does Not Gary Busey on Twitter.
Which is hilarious.
And
Paulie Pellegrosso.
Yeah, all the best, worst advice ever. He's really funny. This show is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show, even though I got to drive. It's going to be a great show. So I'll be there with you.
Yeah.
I'll be there with you. Then we're also going to get into it a little later. But again, September 26th, it's the Podcast Festival, LA Podfest at... The Naughty Show is there for the second out three times. And we're excited about it. And then we also got some great news on that. You can watch it live. Everybody always wants to see us live. Finally, you can click a link for just a small payment. You can watch all 30 of the podcasts live. All you have to use is the promo code Naughty, and you get $5 off.
Yeah!
hell yeah.
Don't know if they should be watching, but okay.
Vicky, what do you think about that promo code?
I think it's awesome. LAPodFest.com/live, and you'll get all the shows. September 26th is when it starts, and it will be up. All the feeds will be up 3 weeks after the festival.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
I'm very excited. We'll get into, we still got to finalize our show, but we'll get into that in a couple seconds.
Sure.
And then that's pretty much it for Dates Out the Gates.
Okay, that's Dates Out the Gates. Dates Out the Gates, Dates Out the Gates, Dates Out the Gates. Sound effect pending.
You don't like Dates Out the Gates.
I like Dates Out the Gates, but I mean, you know, the first time I heard Dates Out the Gates back, I thought, you know, I get a lot of shit for shouting on this show, and it's just more of me shouting.
Yeah. No, that was great, though.
Thank you.
But you look like you're over it, and it's a big part of the show.
Look, I love doing Dates Out the Gates, but I'm looking for my next thing. I mean, I'm looking for my next jingle already. You know me.
I do know you.
Yeah, it's like,
I know that
look,
mustache.
I did Sgt. Pepper's clearly recently. Yeah,
that's really great. Yeah. Was that for a role?
The mustache?
Yeah, what are you doing? Were you playing, like, creepy frat guy or something like that? What are you playing?
No, I'm just, you know, I think
are
everybody
knows. Are
you
playing gay used car salesman? What are you playing? Hey, dude, I'll give you $5,000 off the half if you let me suck your dick in the back.
Hey, you fuck me in the ass. You could be riding this thing home today, amigo. Okay, that's right, kids. Get out of here, kids. You shouldn't be here. Daddy's closing. You know daddy closes. I'm supposed to have my kids in an after-school program, but the fucking wife, she's just the worst. So, anyway, you fuck me in my ass. You roll home in this puppy today. Fist bump. Get out of here. Fist bump it.
You fucked me in my ass.
Huh?
You're all home in this.
Here, what does my
baby
asshole have in common with this car? You're going to be inside both today. All right, my man? Get in me and then get in the ride.
Yeah!
Get out of here!
That's a sketch. We got to shoot. We got to shoot that sketch, ma'am. That's great.
Gay used car salesman.
$500 rebate if you fuck me in the ass.
All right, let me just play with your jizz and I'll give you $100 off. Come
okay,
meet me halfway.
I learned something this week.
So much fun stuff.
And it pertains to our last segment.
Sam, Dates Out the Gates!
Do you do anything similar on maybe another podcast?
Yeah, Dates Out the Gates there too.
Yeah, called Dates Out the Gates on that show as well.
Oh. Well, why not?
Interesting.
Okay. What's the
look,
problem?
He's got a hit segment.
It's popular with kids.
The
kids like it.
To be fair, the kids seem to like it.
They actually
like
that more on that show than like it on this show.
Well,
they don't go saggy bottom face over here.
I think they go a little more than that on the last Dates Out the Gates on Punch Drunk.
That was fun. That was fun.
Ari Shaffir absolutely lost his mind on Rockstar Ninja. It was
you remember
the funniest
the fat
thing
man?
I've ever seen.
Oh, it's so funny, dude. You have to see the video. He gets so queenie angry at this fat man.
Well, someone tweeted us and said, you know, 16 minutes into Punch Drunk, their Dates Out the Gates are a little more intense than the naughty shows. And I had no idea what that meant.
You know,
the clip.
It's anything. It's just like I'll call it something else. You know,
sounds like controversy, doesn't it?
Doesn't sound like controversy.
It sounds very controversial. Yeah, it's official. It is a controversy. I thought it was.
You want to talk controversy? Let's talk.
Yeah, we do.
Let's talk PodFest. How are we going to close this out? We got a great lineup up to that point, even though Males can't do it. I'll find some. Maybe Erica Holland, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see if she can do it.
Yeah. Maybe.
But, like, how are we going to close this out?
Murder-suicide.
Okay.
I don't know. Go big. People are watching.
I miss gay used car salesman, actually.
He'll be back, my man. He's coming back. He's just finishing some paperwork.
How do you guys want to end this? How do you want to end the show? I mean, like, do you want to be us talking? I'm fine with that. Or do we want to bring some people in? What were we spitballing?
Do you mean the last 5 minutes or the last 35 minutes?
The last, like, 30 minutes.
Like the last chunk of the show?
Yeah. I don't mind just talking, but I feel like if it was just a regular podcast going audio, I'd say just us talking. But I'd like to do something weird. You know
me.
We'll
have stuff. We'll have people that we've just done things
with,
correct?
She wants to do like Q&A, which I'm cool with.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe involve some friends. Q&A.
All right.
You know, it worked really well in Toronto, I feel.
All right. Done. We'll do a Q&A. Who do you want to put? Vicky, you're in charge of that. All right, that's all that.
Put me in charge.
Dates Out the Gates.
Dates Out the Gates. That was done already.
I hit my head hard
earlier.
That's
our podcast festival. You're going to see pole dancing, Clownvis, and some Q&A.
There's a comma between that.
And comedy film nerds. I got their videos, so I got to get a hold of them to get them their videos.
Yes.
And they're going to come in and they're going – and then we got to work on the schematics of that.
Yeah.
So that's solved. Bam.
Boom.
Boom.
That happened.
We got a very funny lady about to come on, a good friend of mine, so I'm very excited to have her on in a couple seconds. But let's get into this. An exciting story.
The NFL.
Oh, yes. Exciting story. Gawker just put out a big article / blog that ass eating is back in.
Oh,
it's
cool.
In America. Uh-oh. Everybody's eating ass. Ass. Everybody's eating ass. Ass.
Kids should not be for that. And I think that's partially to do with the food crisis.
Oh, so you think people are eating ass because we're low on
meals.
Food supplies?
Yeah, you got to eat something. Why not ass?
Yeah. Well, you don't eat ass. You still don't even know you got that mustache.
Sam, I've never said that I don't eat ass. I've said that I'm not obsessed with eating ass. Like, I'm not obsessed with assholes like you.
There's this breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Gareth Reynolds suggests he might eat a little ass occasionally.
That's right, Sam. Gareth Reynolds here on the floor feeding the controversy. The door is not shut on ass eating. Maybe it's been done. Maybe it hasn't been done. But the point is it might be done in special occasions. The door is not shut. Back to you.
Well...
And that news break obviously brought to you by Arby's Roast Beef Sandwich. Arby's Roast Beef Sandwich, it has bread and meat. Shut the fuck up, eat it.
Yeah, Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches. So I'm very excited because I think that this show has had a big part of that ass-eating movement.
Wow, that's so crazy. Some would call it delusional.
But you know, sometimes you gotta be delusional to get some shit done.
Not a lot of people have said that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have said
I mean, Hitler acted that way.
I'm spitballing at this point.
Hitler in studio.
So I'm very excited about just ass eating's taken off. I just think it's a big part of society.
Sam, honestly, congratulations.
I just love eating butt, man.
Yeah. That's great, man.
I just love eating butt.
Congrats.
So that was fun. So let's get into this before we bring in our guests. Our final thing. I don't know if you watch John Oliver. Do you watch that?
Yep.
He had a big thing the other day about corporations tweeting during holidays and national stuff. And he brought up our good friends, Fleshlight.
Yeah, I saw
put
that.
Out a tweet, which is, where is the tweet right here? Okay. Today is the 13th anniversary of 9/11. We remember those lost and honor those still fighting for freedom. Hashtag 9/11, never forget, with a picture of what?
It was a bunch of flags, a bunch of American flags, and like a sunset.
In Fleshlights.
No flags in Fleshlights. Nobody's sticking fake pussies here.
Right.
Okay? Do you have a problem with that?
I do not have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't see what the outrage is on that.
Well, the other
nothing says freedom
the
than
other,
me being
other,
able to fuck a
the other
can.
Ones. The other ones that he references
there
are ones
some.
Where they're like,
"Why I
eat
stayed?
SpaghettiOs because of Pearl Harbor." That's bullshit.
No, but wasn't even the tweet. That wasn't even it. It was
that's
just
verbatim
like,
the tweet, Sam. No, it's not.
It isn't. It isn't at all.
Yeah.
No, but it that was, happened.
It was okay. I'm gonna bring in our guest because she seems like she might.
Wait,
want
what?
I'm gonna bring in the guest to discuss
this.
All right.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I've been friends with her for a very long time. She's very funny. She's got a great podcast called The Perfect 10 Podcast with her husband, who's another very good friend of mine, Ralphie May. It's The Perfect 10 Podcast, perfect10pod.com. Her new album's has just come out. Her new special, Songs I Wrote a Song About. Please welcome my good friend Lana Turner, everybody.
Hey guys.
Hello.
I want you to get in on this.
The Fleshlight.
Fleshlight, do you know what that is, right?
Yes, I know exactly what that is.
Do you have a problem with them putting out a tweet going, hey, remember,
no,
let's not forget 9/11?
You know what? If you're going to jerk off on September 11th and you're thinking about the country, then go for it.
Yeah,
I have no problem with
more
that.
More freedom than fucking a vagina in a Pringles
rubber,
can.
That's been made in China, right? It's been made, right? Probably.
I don't know.
By slave labor in China?
In China? No, I might have a problem with
if
it.
If you
right?
think
no,
about the penis as it a tower, matter. The Fleshlight has collapsed many towers.
Yeah.
If you look at it like
that's
that.
That's a deep way of looking at
it. If you do it twice, you do it once, and then if, you know, what was it?
10,
like,
15
minutes
later,
do it again.
Rinse her out a little. Thank you.
He
put
take
out.
Things too seriously. Can't a company just say something nice?
Well, he brought up a point which was like, even though I don't agree with the SpaghettiOs thing, I don't agree with the Fleshlight thing, but he brought up one that DiGiorno Pizza put out, which was like, why I stayed.
Or why I, yes.
Was it why I left?
It was, both of them were going.
why I stayed.
It was because
I ate
pizza.
Too much pizza.
Yeah, something.
And it's just completely inappropriate.
Yeah. Because the hashtag was about domestic violence and people staying
and a lot
or
of
leaving
people were
those
like,
relationships.
I stayed because I wanted my daughter to have
I personally don't even give a shit. I think
how's that is domestic violence? I stayed with him because of the pizza, despite the black eye and the... Maybe she burned his pizza and he stayed.
Well, they didn't know.
Because that would be bad.
I know when a bitch burns my pizza.
Some idiot.
Look out.
That's right. Black eyes.
Look out.
That's
the crust is the only thing that's going to be black. That eye!
Oh,
your black voices are almost as good as your gay used car salesman.
Almost.
Almost. I have no problems with it, man. I mean, if it's just there's inappropriate tweets, and then there's not inappropriate. It's case by
but
case.
His point is kind of like just advertise your shit and fuck off, which I think is fair because there's so much dumb sponsorship that they do on Twitter, and all these things are getting blasted on Twitter, and there's all this like at least when it comes to this stuff, especially like because that domestic abuse shit was like trending and like. All these people were telling you stories, and some asshole who worked at the DiGiorno Twitter was like, hey, here's a way to just kind of sneak a plug in real quick.
Get a little heat going.
Yeah, and that is really stupid.
There's
and
like
poor
a
judgment.
Pressure to put out a tweet every day. Yeah. Like, how do I tie this into current social media?
And you know, all they do is they're just robots who look at what's trending and how can I get on this trend.
Yeah. Rather than take 2 seconds to click it, see what it means.
100%. It's probably somebody who wasn't even around. On the day of September. Like, they're so young. Right. The guys that are in charge
some
of, like,
freaking
these big companies. 12-year-old
is over there running fleshlight social media.
Exactly.
Like, man. My daddy got me a job, and he just hit the button.
I'll never forget the story I was told about it.
Who's really qualified to run social media anyway? It's like somebody who's 13, right?
Yeah.
He knows exactly what's hip.
Yes. Yeah, so, and then just, they're off the hook.
Yeah. It's so fleeting. I wanted to get into and social media, and we'll get into all, your really awesome album and all that stuff. I wanted to talk about, do you know Iggy, what's her name? Iggy Azalea or something like that? She's
Azalea.
She's the white rapper.
Yeah.
And she's fancy.
She's fancy,
I'm
but
so
here's
fancy.
The thing. So what comes out recently is that her ex-boyfriend is shopping this sex tape she made. And she does the classic line of, he's blackmailing me. He's doing it without my permission. I can't believe he's doing this. This is awful. And now he came out on TMZ and he said, here's her signing over the rights to me to broadcast this wherever I want to, which is this where we are in entertainment right now. We are, and I just talked about some punchline, but I'd like to get your guys' opinion on it. It's like, it's no longer about the product. It's no longer about how I rap, the songs I make, the jokes I write. It's about just how many clickbaitings I can get on the internet. And that's all.
They said on board.
Yeah, the kids are on board. I mean, but it's just like, it's ridiculous, man. That's where everything is right now. It's not even about being entertained. It's like, how can I come up with something that will get TMZ to run this story?
Note to self, must release porn.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Actually, Ralphie and I did a mock-you-porn.
Really?
It's hysterical. Yeah. We
where
made
can
it,
we see this? Can we tweet it?
It's up online someplace.
YouTube?
Yeah, it's got at least 50,000 hits on it or something like that. So people have watched it. Maybe more. I don't know. But it's like, it's a mock-you-porn. He convinces me to make a porn with him. It's going to make our careers. And we make fun of the whole thing because it's so funny to me. Like, she's doing fine.
It would help your career. I mean, nobody wants to watch dudes fuck. Has anyone blown, any famous guy blown up by boning on film?
Ray J a little.
Oh, Tommy Lee.
No, Ray J nothing.
Tommy Lee got a lot.
Tommy Lee was already famous, but it did kind of give him a little more heat.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have like 10 inches of just murder down
and
there.
And you have to have also like some sort of other persona, like you know, just work every other angle.
Yeah.
And a big dick.
Yeah.
And then
you've got to have a monster dick. Yeah. I don't have a monster dick. I saw that once on porn. We're like, we never need to see this again.
Wait, you saw what?
I once shot a porno for 2 seconds, and I'm like, that dick does not need to be
like your
on
own,
television.
Like your own home, home porn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like with a girl, you just shot a video, and then you're like, oh.
This is totally breaking news. Sam Tripoli made a porno, was embarrassed by the size of his penis, and retired in the same night.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked about the size of my dick before. I'm fine with the size of my dick. It's not a murderer. It gets the job done. But I don't think it needs to be on fucking camera. It's like when I see fat chicks doing porno. It's like, why are you fucking on camera? No one needs to see that.
And that's it from us.
My opinion is If you're going to be on television or anything and there's a camera there, you have to be special. There's a reason why we're filming you doing this.
Did it take watching yourself on camera? Was that just a really uncomfortable experience to see yourself on camera doing it?
No, I love my motion. It's just my dick isn't big enough to get a following.
So you watched it.
So you watched it and enjoyed it, but then you don't want to release it.
Yeah, I'm like, nobody needs to see this. Let me go watch it.
No one really grinds my gears.
When was that?
Many moons ago, the early 90s. So you know we were doing it with a big old camera.
Yeah, you had to have a buddy. Yeah. Somebody's feeding the film in it like it's a Vietnam machine
gun. Did somebody else shoot it or did
boom
you just put the camera?
No.
You put a camera up.
I put a camera up and then I'm like, we don't need to see this. And I broke the VHS tape.
What are you doing in there, hon? Just washing my hands.
Yeah.
It's so funny though. So many people are releasing a couple actresses had these pictures and how does anybody feel like it's not premeditated?
That isn't. What you're talking about, all those celebrities
when they
stuff,
went up in the cloud
is like
and
literally
it.
Went.
Do you really? I don't entirely.
Well,
I've had
conspiracy theories before that a lot of this stuff is all made up. So that is definitely possible, but it seems like, maybe I'm wrong. You could be honest.
I don't know. I don't know how easy it is to hack into somebody's system and take those pictures, but I can't imagine.
Goes back to clickbait.
You put those up there, that one with sperm all over your face, you just left it up there in the cloud for anyone to find?
But let me just say this.
That's great.
Yeah. One girl on there, Jennifer Lawrence, doesn't need that kind of heat. She's actually in the place where the less controversy she has is better for her career.
All right, you make a good point because she gets Oscars.
She gets Oscars. She's doing every big movie. She doesn't need that kind of heat to get people to go see her.
So unless she wants to shake the innocent look of whatever that she has.
Like a Miley Cyrus, but taking it to
the
next
level.
It just
doesn't seem like it hurts them at all to have that out, anything out. Anytime someone's talking about someone, it just doesn't.
I normally agree with that thing. We've talked about there's been, in particular, female comedians who kind of have this, say, this controversial thing, and the media just takes off with it. Controversy! Females talking crazy. But I think it's done on purpose. I think a lot of this E-channel stuff, everybody doing Chelsea lately, they just see, how you can get a little heat going doing something outrageous, and it goes back to clickbaiting. And I think these managers and these entertainers have realized if I say something crazy that really isn't that crazy, I can get a couple outlets to run with it and shit starts blowing up. And then they get credit for being nuts, and even though they didn't say anything crazy.
And then people forget about the crazy thing and then they're just in the public eye making
money. Exactly.
So
it goes back to what I'm saying. It's like it's so not about the actual art. It's just about, do you know my name? And then I'll buy your shit even though it's not even that great.
Yeah, maybe at the end of the day, though, you still have to have talent, right? Is that just me being sweet and optimistic?
Sweet and
optimistic. Sometimes
you do. Yeah, because Paris Hilton didn't have any talent and rolled up. And she was the first one to really do the porno thing.
And now she's one of the richest DJs on the planet.
Yeah that does nothing.
That is true. The problem with being a DJ in that situation is, she's really not, a skilled DJ. She's just, a shithead who people know from a bunch of dumb
shit. When you're on Two Hits
of
Molly, you have no clue what the fuck's going on.
Right, so that's a pretty low bar to jump over.
And when your family is, running cocaine out of, Costa Rica, did you see that?
Her family runs cocaine now?
On, one of their big farm ranches, they got these drug dealers got busted, flying, 100 tons of cocaine out. And they're like, we're not coke runners. It was on your ranch, man.
It's for Paris. Sending it to Paris. It's
her
a gift.
Personal stash.
It's her gift plane.
It's medicine.
She put on a few pounds. She's a great load of coke.
Come on, she's got a DJ tonight.
She's a great example, though, of someone that became famous because of a sex tape. But I found out who she was. I didn't know about the tape at the time. I knew, The Simple Life or whatever that show was with Nicole Richie.
It's a lousy tape, too. She fucks it doesn't even
look.
Well,
they did reshoots on it.
Did they really?
They did pickups.
Yeah, we've had Kevin Blatt on here who does all the celebrity sex tapes. They went back and they did reshoots on it.
Wow.
To make it longer. And then.
Right, and who's the guy in that? I mean, he was sort of well known too, but nobody really knows that.
He's
You're
the guy
right,
who just got
point.
Married to Pamela Anderson. They already got divorced.
Oh, that's cool. Oh. So things are good with him
and
her.
Nobody cares about guys. Porn stars, the women get paid $1,000 a scene. The guys get a sandwich.
Well, that's why.
That's the only industry with the glass ceiling.
And the problem is, they have
men have a glass ceiling in porn. Unless, occasionally some of these, black performers who have big dongs, we do the AVNs every year, and I would hear stories of this one guy named Voodoo. You would just hear of, he's offering for a grand, he'll bone your wife in front of you while you watch.
Wow.
And couples are paying him to bring the black snake and crush these white chicks.
Wow. Well, he must be massive, right? Well, his name's Voodoo.
Yeah. His name's Voodoo because he puts a curse on that pussy.
Yeah, he shoots a chicken over it and then fucks your wife. You hope you don't get the HIV.
There's nothing but chicken bones inside of you. Voodoo! You devil!
So the special, I thought it was just a CD, but you put out a special, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm so
excited. I wrote a song about it. And tell us about it.
It's just my one-hour special. First one, comedy, music. I sing dirty songs.
Congratulations.
Super excited, and it's doing good. Right now you can download it on iTunes or any place like Amazon where you download your stuff, and then in a few months you can get it on Hulu.
Did you produce it yourself?
No. There was a woman who produced it for me named Una who has a movie out also. Like, she's a movie producer. Her movie's Terrible Angels, which is a really good
independent
film. I thought
you were going to say the
movie's
terrible.
So did I. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's a really
terrible.
Crazy
movie's
terrible.
I appreciate
terrible,
her.
Terrible. No, Terrible Angels. She's just a great person, and she met me over a year ago. I was performing with Ralphie, and she wanted to produce a couple of comedy specials. Had never met me, heard of me, or anything, and she was awesome.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
right. I love your trailer. There's like a kind of a trailer on YouTube. We watched it last night, and I love like your take on comedy. That you like the darker comics, the edgier comics.
Yeah.
Like, who are your favorites?
Well, I have to go. Obviously, I like my husband a lot. I have to say that.
He's great. Ralphie one of the
May.
Best.
Yeah, he's awesome. You know what? There's so many great comedians, but just I hate when people ask me which one's your favorite.
No, I mean, like, I'm not saying you got to rank them. The rest suck. Just like, who are some of the inspirations?
Well, you know what? Okay, so because I'm a musical comedy, and this isn't going to be dark at all, but I think Rodney Carrington is one of the most underrated musical guitar comics out there. And he's not underrated because he's really famous for it. But
people
don't give
him
credit.
He plays like arenas.
Yeah. People don't give him, like in the comedy world, people don't really give him credit. He's a fucking really good songwriter.
Because you got to be snarky emo to get credit in LA.
Yeah, which it doesn't, you don't fill arenas with that.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. No. You barely fill Largo, but those are like eight studio execs.
But we'll see you on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really funny. But yeah, man, he was huge. He actually had a show, Rodney, on ABC for a while. And it was kind of where ABC just did the same show four in a row. But here's the black one. Here's the Mexican one. Here's the redneck one. And here's like the regular white
Something's
guy.
Something's going to stick. They're like, one of these will be a hit.
But, I mean, like, you can go through the list of all the people that everybody knows that are so awesome. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, like... Like Dave Attell,
yeah,
you've got all the
love them.
Yeah, I mean, and there's just so many great people. But lately, I feel like I've been getting more. Like, I can get away with so much. I it's amazing. Like, I have my iPad now. I've been talking about how in China the N word just means that one.
Yeah.
So I'm actually having my iPad say the N word.
We've talked
on stage.
About that.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm like talking.
Did you do China?
I have not played China yet.
Yeah, you go around if you like. Let's say I want to order I want to negotiate with you. Gareth, you play the gay market man from Asia, the Chinese gay market
man. The gay market man's going to have a line that maybe the gay market man's not comfortable with having.
Yeah.
So I'm a, you be the gay market man.
No, I'm going to be the guy negotiating with the
I'll
gay market
I'll be the tourist.
Guy.
Lana, you have to understand, he's been making this claim for like 2 years.
Yeah.
You're the first person
to ever
bring it up.
There's 1.7 billion people that say nigger all day long, and here we'll get shot
no,
for it.
No, it's not the, they don't drop the ER, they drop the it's
nigger.
Nigger.
No, but
it's nigger. Yeah. You're like, hey, dude, can I buy that jersey
that
for
one,
five?
That one.
Are you
being big censored?
All day long. Do you know what pig is?
Oh, no. What is pig?
Jew?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's Jew.
So they're not creative over there.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
It's just blows my mind. And so, yeah.
Well, the reason anything goes like that is because they're all the same people. There's no one going, hey, I'm a Jew over here. appreciate being called that.
You know, though, they hate other Asians. Like, I have a Chinese au pair. That's how I've been learning all about this stuff. And she's like, I do not like Japanese people.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? You're all Asian. But the Japanese are like the German of Asia because
they invaded everybody.
Yes, and they have the dirtiest porn. They like, you know, rape their women in the porn.
Yeah, they're
stuff,
really
right?
weird. Yeah. They're really weird in their porn. Like,
still
hey.
No butthole.
Yeah, they digitally
pixelate.
Yeah,
that's right. They do that, don't they? What's with the butthole?
Like, you can
there's
take
a
guy, eel,
no
shove it up
how,
your woo woo,
yeah.
but you can't show the actual woo woo.
Squirt eels out of you, but they're like, cover the butthole. No butter!
And you're eating it.
I love eating
I heard that. I mean, you were talking about that you love to eat butthole.
I love eating ass. Really? I just think it's such a grown man move.
So there you go. These kids really need to fight.
I just think it's like, I think it lets the lady know you're in a title fight.
Yeah, you're the winner.
Yeah, yeah. It's
sure,
like
bullseye.
This
know.
Is these are the it. Rules we're playing by.
Yes. Yeah. And you've won
yeah.
it.
I just I talk about it. I do the Avatar. It's a grown man move.
You just put a spin on it that I kind of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's definitely a bold move and courageous.
And I've been eating ass since way back in the day.
Sam's done it before it was trending. Yeah, before DiGiorno was tweeting hashtag ass eating. Yeah. Sam's been doing it.
I was doing it back when everything was black and white. That's how long I've been eating ass. Yeah. I just always enjoyed it. I've always been filthy. You know, I'm half Armenian, and if you know, it's quite a list of reasons
to eat ass.
An Armenian woman, it's a hairy.
I don't really
possible.
Hook up with Armenian
no, okay.
chicks
because of
right.
that
They're
reason.
They're too conservative for me.
They won't let you eat their ass.
Well, his tongue will never reach the "I'm in charge" point through the bush.
Yeah, through the bush. Yeah,
it's like tonguing a Muppet.
Yeah. It's just like licking a golden retriever over and over again.
Oh God.
What?
Get the fuck out of
what,
here,
a black
man.
Lab?
Those
what?
Are my people.
What? No, I'm just saying I love the Glendale Galleria.
Well, now, some people
would have much softer fur.
Yeah, it's that's why I would go to
like a poodle, maybe.
Poodle,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Like,
are we debating Armenian asshole hair right here?
Like a poodle that
what are you
somebody
guys going
put
like,
L.A. looks into.
Oh, that's 100 threads?
Like pushed it in. It's like eating the L.A. looks part of a stray dog.
Can you cut his microphone?
Stray dog covered in L.A. looks.
So, the Armenian has 1,000 threads versus the Persian who has 500 threads?
You sleep very nice inside of this tonight, sir. You sleep very nice.
What are you writing down?
I'm writing that for the description
good boy.
Later.
Good boy.
That's such a great quote.
That's a good boy.
Now, some people might say you're a little crazy because you actually went to Vegas to shoot your special. Now, I'm one of the – a lot of people are like, I hate going to Vegas. I don't know what your opinion of it. I love gigging in Vegas. I'm actually trying to get out there on a more permanent basis. I just really love gigging out there. Some people might say shooting a special in Vegas might be a little dangerous because it's not like a town where you might have a huge following. You might or you might not. It's more of a tourist town.
Yeah, you can get a weird crowd in
especially
Vegas.
Especially South
really
Point
easily.
In that big room.
Yeah. The night before my special, I did like a set in that room, and it was awful. Oh. And I went up to the room and I just sat there like in the fetal position going, holy shit, I hope tomorrow goes better. Because, that can be a really weird place.
That's a classic story about Sam Kennison. When he did the first special that blew him up, supposedly he was doing a show the night before and he bombed.
Well, Ralphie said that's the best thing that can happen to you the night before you're going to record
get
something.
It out of the way.
Tank somewhere.
Because the bomb is always coming. There's a bomb out there.
You don't want it to go
and
off.
And you're like Jack Bauer. You're going to eventually find that bomb.
Yeah.
And it was like over the weekend, a great example. I mean, I've been on this murder spree with comedy. And then I did a Sunday night at the Comedy Store. Oh. And you just walked in and you could just feel the energy's weird. And I went up there and just nothing. I mean, and I have tools on my tool belt. I can throw a million things out to get whatever. Nothing.
Yeah, that room, though.
Well, yeah, because somebody's been murdered in there at some point.
Yeah.
That's why I love it, because if you get a laugh there, you're like, okay, that's an earned laugh.
Right. Oh, but that's one of the weirdest rooms in the country.
But I've been on this killing spree, and then just this bomb came, and it's just like, yeah.
But normally, don't you love it, though, when it happens after? Because you're like, wow, now I can go in and, like, think about things totally differently. So it's – but not the night before
I
you're
do,
recording something.
No,
you're
100%.
Like, oh.
I do. I like it because it keeps you on your toes, man. Yeah. I feel like the worst place a comic can get to is not being afraid of his crowd. Not that you need to be in fear, but there has to be a little healthy, like, okay, I got to go rock
work.
These people.
Yeah.
We got to do this. Then when you, I don't want to say names, but I've seen comics who think they're, hey, if you're not laughing at this, you guys are assholes.
Names.
No, I'm not going to name names. Oh. The point is, it's just like, there's a detach from the crowd that they can never, they just never rock hard enough. Like,
well, those guys at the Comedy Stores were really the other night were probably being assholes. But
well,
yeah.
You know, once in a while you'll just get a whole kind of like, it's just a hostile. Just,
right.
They're, hey, I'm from Germany. I'm from Brazil. I'm
that's
from
right.
France.
They don't even understand what you're saying.
No, like, nobody speaks the same language here. Now I got to get you to laugh at what I'm saying in English. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just say the N-word all day and hope there's some Chinese
some
people.
Some places does well.
I get it.
He liked that one.
So you did it at South Point. I love South Point. I know Ralphie runs
really
the dirty
cool
at 12:30.
But there's a cool story for it. So this is how cool Una is, the woman who recorded my special. So she wanted to do a special for me, and she wanted Ralphie to do sort of like a Ralphie May Presents kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to record my special in Oregon, where she's from. We were shopping theaters, and Ralphie said, why don't you come in and do it over the Labor Day weekend? I'm going to be there anyways, and we'll have sold-out shows. And I was, and she came in, brought her crew. So I did over two nights.
That's how you do it.
Yep, and it was awesome. I just wore the same outfit, which was super cool, and we just did it. But I said to Una, I said, well, if we're going to do that, can you leave the cameras rolling and record my husband? And she said, sure, but will he record my Ralphie May Presents? And he said, okay, why not? So she paid him to do Ralphie May Presents, paid me to do my special, and gave him a free 1 hour special.
Wow.
Which we just shopped and sold to Netflix.
Yeah.
And, oh, wow.
And he sold that one to Netflix with a Netflix exclusive, which he's shooting in November.
Awesome.
So is that not like the best deal you've ever heard made in the history of comedy specials?
The only one that compares that is Sebastian Maniscalco did something for Bud Light, and they're like, we want to shoot your special. We just want we want content, but you can own it.
Wow.
And he shot it, and the website went to shit because it was so hard to get on it. You had to agree to all these terms. People were like, F you. So nobody ever saw the special. He took it, sold it to Comedy Central.
That's so great.
Holy yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. And I mean, that's it, sort of thing. I mean, when you own your own material like that, I mean,
yeah.
It's just, it was the most amazing thing. So I got a special out of it. Then his special's coming out in a few months on Netflix. It's just like, just the whole thing. And then now he's doing his own, like, new
he's
one.
He's going to shoot another special?
Another one. I know how many. It's going to be like his ninth 1 hour. I know it's sickening. It's so
that's
annoying.
That's insanity.
Yeah. He's crazy. Like, he's so
prolific. He does crank it out.
Yes. He's amazing.
9 hours. I'm not that interesting.
It's daunting. It feels like the once you've got one out, then you just start working on the next one. And then it's just the
totally
opportunity to be able to shoot him, though. That's what's
cool. That's totally how it goes. Yeah, he's one of the best, man. I love working with him. I haven't worked with that guy since PB. We did a gig, got to be like 11 years ago.
Wow.
He was headlining. I was featuring. And right before I went on stage, I walked out to my car, and they had towed my car.
What?
They had towed it. So I was making like $100 on this gig. I was going to have to spend $350 to get my car out. And I just went on stage and fucking flamethrowed. And then he went up there and super crushed. But it was the last time we ever worked together. Because, you know, everybody's doing their own thing. But that's last time. It was like a crazy-ass night.
We barely ever see you. Like, it's amazing how, like, everybody sort of goes their own way. And then, but you're still there.
Yeah.
And then we meet up. It's like the best. It's like a reunion.
It's just fun. It's fun to see your friends working.
Yeah.
Which is great. And it's great to know that, you know, it's great to just that, you know, you could be a working comic and you can just go on the road and make a ton of cash. You just got to get the following
look
going.
Yes. Holy crap.
And you sit
look
in
you.
A Playboy radio
yes.
studio.
Fucking awesome. This is amazing.
I love gigging. We love it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's
it's like,
badass.
Yeah, the next show, you know, this show's great. We get good people like you. We get weird people in here. We've had like Miss Butthole 2014.
I want to meet Miss Butthole 2014.
You do? The Star Sisters.
I mean, we kind of named her that.
I don't want to meet Miss Butthole 1972.
Yeah.
You do not.
Because they didn't clean that
stuff. Yeah. There, it sounds like a creaky door when
yeah,
she does
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Who
yeah.
are who are Lana Turner fans? Who are like the fans?
My fans?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like
a
how
good
would
question.
You describe them? My fans are just like crazy. I have crazy fun fans who are always just like they drink, they booze, they're just like they're like metal fans from like the 85. Like anybody who was into like Metallica in 1985, that's my fans.
The ones that I've like had for a long, long time. I'll have like a couple of like I just showed back up in Houston where I started. And the same guy that's come to, like, every one of my shows since when I was living there showed back up again like
wow.
a bad penny, and he's so creepy.
Oh,
like,
why
he's
is
not
he creepy?
Stalker, just doesn't talk much. He's like the guy with the staple, like, remember that, what was it,
Office Space?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
He's a Milton.
Yeah, so I just have to be really, and I'm really nice because you don't know when he's going to turn. So, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
oh, you have
listening right now because he's a. Yeah,
I go to a comedy store. I'm nice to the people I think have guns and come and shoot
everybody. Of course.
Everybody. I'm like, hey, you want a drink? I'm a good friend. You want me to help you hook up with anything?
I am kind of on edge right now. I could use a pop.
Yeah.
He's so sweet, though. Like, he doesn't mean it, but I have a couple. I'll always have a few of those at every port.
Can you tell a fan, and I think that maybe I'm wrong, but female comics have to deal with this maybe more. I'm not like a Chris D'Elia comic, so I don't have to worry about that. But, like, is there, like, are there fans who are fans of your comedy and then fans of just like getting creepy with you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, are you like, okay, are you, do you like my comedy or you just want to
well,
try to sleep with me.
No, usually, you know who tries to sleep with me more than just okay,
Filipinos.
Oh, no, that would be sweet. They're so cute.
Yeah.
You can just take them. No, I get a lot of swingers, couples, that think that I'd be down to swing with them. And they're, I don't know why that is.
Are they attractive swingers or unattractive?
Sometimes.
Tell them about voodoo. We can get his contact information. Maybe
voodoo would happily go home and fill that void. Very much fill that void.
Yeah. We did a
maybe overfill it.
Yes.
Maybe too much.
Yeah.
The cup doth runneth over.
Yeah. we did a show one time in Marco Island, and we brought
At the captain's.
Yeah,
at Captain
Brian's
estate.
Yeah.
Yes.
At the seafood restaurant.
Yes.
Yes, the seafood restaurant. Yeah, nothing like doing stand up while people are eating clam chowder.
Right.
But it was a great gig. Captain Brian always takes care of me.
Yeah, it's fun.
A lot of people like, I like it. I'm like Patrick Swayze of Roadhouse. I love going in to crazy environments and trying to, tame the crowd. Well, that's what I like.
The worst thing that's going to happen there is you're going to get fed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty awesome food.
So we do a show with Tara Patrick. Literally, the Saturday night, the entire swinging population of Marco Island shows up. And you could tell
that's
the swingers.
That's not a pretty scene there. I can't imagine.
Dude, Florida swingers,
yes.
Just it's too much sunshine and too much humidity, and it's not good. And
you can tell. They've been having a good time for a long time.
Yeah,
They're leathery.
They have that dog the bounty hunter kind of glow to them.
Wow.
Right? That's the look. And you can tell they're swingers because every chick is like 45, but her tits are anti-gravitational.
Right.
That's a sign you're dealing with a swinger.
Tits are 20.
Yeah.
Like
I'm 45, but my tits are 20.
My
pussy's 100.
Yeah.
My pussy's 100 years old. Who hates Lana Turner? Do you ever have someone come off stage and it's like around the typical, like, oh, I can tell you already don't like me when you walk on it. We've talked about this on the show before. White women over 40, not a big fan of Sam Tripoli.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it before. They come offended. They want to be offended. And then afterwards.
They come on purpose to be offended.
Oh, yeah. They come like, oh, if this guy talks about anything, like, I'm going to be so angry. And within 2 seconds, you just see, And then they come up, and I'm hanging out with my feature, my opener, and they love that. As long as they can march up, like they're the mayor, it's groundhog.
People walk up to you and just want to have it out with you?
No, they're like, I want, and let's say we're all working together, right? And they walk up to Gareth, be like, Gareth, you were the best.
Yes.
You were the best. I loved you so, as loud as she can, hoping that I hear it.
Right.
You know, and what it is, and Gareth is funny. We work together all the time.
So wait.
It's like Gareth.
They're doing that just to hurt you?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So what you're saying is not that they think he's good.
No. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Work it out, Vicky. Work it out. Yeah.
They're doing that to hurt your feelings.
100%. You see it happen all the time, Vicky. I see it happen all the time.
You were great. The headliner, not so much. But
no, because if you didn't want the other people to know that, you'd be like, hey, you guys are great. And I've seen people do that before.
Yeah.
But if when you're walking up to the table of all comics and you're like, I'm anointing you the best,
I feel like you're giving these people way too much credit into the psyche of what everyone's thinking.
You
in
know
that
how, and I'm being honest with you, you just don't know how these people are. That when they don't like comedy, they get so offended that they just like, oh, yo, really? You're going to talk like that? I'm going to tell you, I'll give you a great example. Working with Bob Oshak, right? We're doing a show. I had a great set. So Bob Oshak at the time is doing all of his, I got kids and all this stuff and family, and it's really funny. So Bob Oshak and I were talking, and this couple of four come up. And they're like, oh, this woman goes, we loved you so much, and then looked at me and literally did a box out step in front of me to box me out from the conversation.
You got boxed out.
I'm like, oh, okay, I'll stand right here. Well, you box me out.
That's when you got to drive the lane, man.
Yes, exactly.
There's a couple things, though. Okay, for one, I think it takes an amazing headliner to bring along somebody who's fucking really funny. And a lot, like, because there's a lot of pussies who are like, I'm not going to let
that's
somebody strong go up in front of me.
That's a huge thing out there.
Very true.
So kudos. Like, that takes balls.
Yeah.
And I think if somebody's going to come along and like the feature, good for them. There's all kinds of flavors of comedy. But if you're going to go to a show to see somebody that you already don't like, you're just an idiot. Like,
I don't think it's that they show up, they're going, oh, Sam Tripoli's is awful. I'm going to go
get
angry.
Blindly.
Right.
They're like, I brought tickets. They show up, and they're like, this better. Because people are very particular about their comedy. They have a very, you know, it's not like music. This is my experience, and everyone's could be different. It's like, it's not like music where, like, I like rap, I like metal, I like country. I like, you know, it's like people tend to have a, in my opinion, a very narrow view of comedy. They like a certain type of comedy. And if you don't fit into that, I always find that people get a little angry about that.
Well, especially you sometimes, because you, like, if they go to see that, they're definitely getting a different show.
100%.
Which is a great show. But yeah, there are some people. You
but
do,
nowadays,
like,
you should know who you're going to see. It's pretty easy to get on the computer. You know, my mom can get on the computer and look up what she's going to go see.
Like, I agree with
there's
you.
There's no reason to go be offended by a comedian nowadays.
Well, there's you know, it's like you should. I totally agree with that statement. It makes total logical sense.
But people still come out.
Right. Yeah, there's still people that think that there's not global warming, even though they can click keys and see.
Well, no. Those three scientists.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, jury's out.
Everybody thinks so that they have a great sense of humor. But there, I think, like with anything, you know, with wine or whatever, you can have an educated palate. And comedy is just like that, too. You know, there's just some, in my opinion, there's some comedy that's better than others, obviously, right?
Obviously.
So, but some people don't have an educated palate to it. And so if you can't sit back and appreciate all different forms of it, then you need to become more educated. And so it's great. You're exposing somebody to something that maybe initially they're not going to like it, but because they've experienced it, the next time they come back out and see somebody else that's biting, they're going to be more receptive. And
well, I think that's the great thing about Daniel Tosh's show and Workaholics, that they've really pushed what people will digest. And I've seen it. Like, almost I felt like that's where you were going when you're saying, like, I can get away with a lot of stuff now. I really feel that, like, Those two shows and It's Always Sunny and a lot of stuff on FX, they've pushed it so far that now you can go a little farther.
South Park.
South Park's a great example.
Huge.
I feel like 8-10 years ago, man, I would go up on stage and I would drop some dirty stuff because everybody wanted Seinfeld to be Seinfeld. It was observational, clean, corporate stuff that would just go wrong hole. And now I feel like you can go a lot farther than you used to.
I think because I come in a package, I've been able to get away with a lot over the years. I don't know, but I definitely think people, you know, Doug Stanhope used to do a bit about that, what you said about music. You don't go see country music if you like rock and roll.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like, if you don't like me, then go fuck yourself. There's an exit.
Yeah. I wish comedy clubs were cool with that, but comedy clubs,
yeah, they're like,
one person didn't like it. That means 400 people in the crowd didn't have a good time.
Yeah.
There was one show that I did in Florida, too, where this whole like table of old people just got up and walked out on the middle of my set, and I was sitting there like so heartbroken because I was like, oh no, I must have, and I even cracked some jokes like, I guess you need to take your pill, and they walked out, and then afterwards I found out he was having a heart attack, one of the guys at the table.
Oh my god.
So they just had to leave.
Oh my god.
And then there was another show that I did one night, there was, I was killing except for one guy right in the middle of the room not laughing at anything, and it was just pissing me off. You know that one guy you just want to be like, and I wanted to go at him, but I didn't, because it was such a good set across the room, I didn't want to interrupt it. And after the show he came up to me and he was like, his mouth was wired shut.
Oh
yeah, so you just never know.
That's a great, a Bert Kreischer story about a guy in Glass that night. Something about going blind. The guy's
really?
Like, they're like, he's blind. He's like, okay, I gotta ask a question. How do you know when you're done wiping your ass?
He goes, that's a good question.
I know, because it goes brown, yellow, red, right? That's why I know I'm done. And the guy got up and left, and he felt bad. And then the guys came back going, hey, dude, we thought you were really funny, but our friend literally just went blind. He just lost his eyesight.
Oh.
But but you don't know. It's like they get mad at the comic. It's a moment in time that he's just riffing off of.
He hadn't thought about that yet. He was like, that was really depressing. Now I got to go home and figure out how to wipe my ass.
Yeah, trying to be funny. You're like, oh, I'll just be funny. The guy's like, oh, I guess I should probably end it all. You're like, no, please.
How do you deal? Well, you do a lot of songs. Have you ever had to deal with a heckler while singing the song?
Yeah.
What do you do? Just stop?
Sometimes.
Like, you got low balls. Hey, fuckhead, shut the hell up. And I really hate. Is that how it goes?
You know, if somebody yells something out during a song, it'll interrupt the song. And I'll just stop. Or if it's obnoxious enough to, like, stop the whole thing.
Right.
Otherwise, I'll just, you know, acknowledge it or whatever and move on. Because most people don't.
Do you guys ever watch HBO? Bill Maher just did a live one-hour special.
Yeah.
And, dude, he was getting heckled during the special. And
really?
He's like dealing with it. He's like, this is great. This is great. My hour special. I'm getting heckled. This is awesome. You know, and it's
he
like
he did pretty well with it, though. He handled
I thought
it pretty
he did great.
Well.
I didn't know it was live.
All of it, yeah. But yeah,
that's amazing. He's so amazing.
Right after his show.
Well, he did two shows. Yeah, he did a
so
live,
he ran.
You know, and then he ran five minutes down, yeah, and then he did another special. That's ballsy to yeah air a live special.
Wow. That's just basically like, I'm going to show everyone how good I am.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, when you have a following like that, it's like so easy just go up there and just, I mean, it's a difficult thing, but he knows he's playing to, you know, a home crowd.
Well, that's why I always, Ralphie's so prolific and I've gotten to watch him because how he does it, like when I first met him, we were together a long time before he was on Last Comic. He was always doing the same set, working that set over and over again. As soon as he got more and more of a following, it really opened up his ability to just run with it. Because you have that automatic acceptance of the audience. Yeah. You can go up there to anything.
Yeah, you can just start cranking them out.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see that with Michael Richards. He would go up and he would have, like, to a standing ovation. He would have the love of everyone in the room until he, about
5 minutes in.
Yeah, and then it was over. But he could have done anything for 5 to 7 minutes. And then after that, they realized, oh, my God, this is horrible.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and he got set up, too. That's a whole different story. how long have you been married?
God, Ralphie and I, like, at least 8 years now.
Are you guys getting the weird shit yet?
What do you mean?
Sexually, doing weird shit?
Do we do weird shit? Well,
yeah, like does he wear blackface?
He's over 400 pounds. Isn't that already sexually weird enough?
That is weird.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, that's about as weird
as
it
weird
gets.
That's as weird as it gets, like 400 pounds?
Well, I mean, like, what else, you know, like we can't do as many positions as.
What positions do you do?
The best one, actually, believe it or not,
is
with him on top.
What?
Yes. Isn't that shocking?
It is shocking, but I mean, it's shocking in the sense that you just think like just numbers. But
right.
When you, I mean, how many times have you been hooking up with a girl and you're way bigger than her and you lay on her and she's like perfectly fine with it?
Yeah.
But if you flip it the other way and she lays on you, you're like, okay, get off me. I know you're 100%. Get off. I can't breathe. Women just can take the weight.
It's the way the body, but you know, so for a fat person, I'm assuming for guys, most of them, I've only been with one fat man. I wasn't a fatty, like a chaser. I wasn't like a chubby chaser. I was like, fatty, I want to fuck. Like, it wasn't where I was at. Like, before my husband, I was with like this incredibly in shape Israeli like guy. We went like hiking up a mountain together. So this was not what I expected.
Sounds like biblical.
Yeah, it was all like he was just so, in such good shape. And then I met Ralphie and I thought, we will never date. And then he's such a great guy. So I gave it a shot. And but so if you're really fat, like there's all that fat in the way. So if you're on your back, it's hard. Like it's not as much dick.
Yeah.
So
right.
So if he's on top, it's like you get more
maximum.
So do you use your legs to hold it up almost like a crane? Almost?
Hold him up.
Yeah.
No.
Like, so you just go to the side?
Pretty much. Yeah. Like.
Okay.
Yeah. I try. Like I'm like. Yeah.
I love it.
Isn't that interesting?
Great. I could talk about that for an hour.
Well,
actually,
I'm very well. I can talk about it. I don't care. I'm not.
You know,
shy.
The whole thing with this is like, and I was telling her, it's like I love you guys so much. I would never want to be like disrespectful to Ralphie.
No.
So I'm like, can I ask her this?
No,
like,
but every question.
I know you look like you're kind of blushing, which is amazing.
Because I love it. This is what I love talking about. I could talk about this all day. Like,
I could
what
I
weird
care.
Shit and like how that works out, you know? But I was like, I just
you went at it from the kinky angle because you didn't want to come right at and ask straight up. You were like, how do I ask?
I would have been
question?
That would have been question number one if I had it my way. I would have
really?
Ran out the gate, but. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I mean, I'm a respectful dude. I'm not
no,
like a guy
not.
Who's like,
come on,
oh,
stop.
That's
that was my point.
Old-fashioned you.
No, but we
an old soul.
All these years you've been wanting to ask. People want to know. You know what? Ralphie's such a great guy.
He is a great guy.
I want him to lose weight so bad. I want him to be.
And what's the issue?
Addiction. I'd have to
food
say.
Food addiction?
Yeah, you can't quit cold turkey. It's delicious.
That's true.
I struggle with, you know, booze and drugs, man. When you're addicted to something, it's really, I mean, I'm sober now, but man, it gets like hard. It's hard to just cold turkey and just stop. And when it's in you, it's in you, dude.
You know, and at this point, like, it this with weight gain and weight issues, it just is so much. It's so difficult. I believe he can do it. I've believed since the day I met him he could do it. And that was part of our getting married was his commitment towards a healthier life. But, you know, we just now we have kids. It's a whole different level of like,
no, I understand
that. Come on, dude, just get healthy. Everybody loves you. Everybody wants this for you. But we'll see what happens. I'm optimistic. So
So your new album, well, I love you guys. So
yeah,
your new
mutual.
Your new special, which is you can download it on iTunes and it's going to be on Hulu soon, is songs. So I wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
It's
what's
Lana
your
Turner.
Song? I think L A H N A T U R N E R.
What's your favorite song on there?
On mine?
Yeah.
My favorite thing that gets the audience the most is the Anne Frank Helen Keller, which you can actually see. We did a reenactment of it on
is
on
it
my
a
YouTube
song
channel.
Or is it a bit?
It's
or
a little bit that I do with my guitar. I say it's a song, but it's more I say it's a duet between Anne Frank and Helen Keller. But actual songs, I have this song about from a man's perspective about like how, you know, it's if you're wrong, you can eat my asshole. If you're right, I'll wash it first.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So that's for you, Sam.
Sam.
Well,
Man.
We can we find where can we find that?
On my special.
All right. We're going to find that. Well, I would like for our listeners to hear that. Lana, you're the best. Thank you for coming on. You're an awesome guest, man. I know you're always busy, but if you ever have something you want to promote, please come on the show. And
I
if Ralphie's
it.
In town, you guys are both welcome to come on the Naughty Show.
Oh, man. I'll be back in a heartbeat. Thank you.
You're the best, man. Thank Check you. Out our special, everybody. Any announcements?
Go to allthingscomedy.com. Check out at playboyradio.com. And if you can't make it to the LA Podfest at September 26th, don't forget, go to lapodfest.com/live and use code NAUGHTY to get $5 off. So for $20, you're going to get 30-plus live podcasts for over 3 weeks.
Man, great show. A lot of fun. Good luck on the special.
Thank
and
you.
Say hi to Ralphie for us. And guys, see you on their side. This is the Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. Take care.
So as I've gotten further along in comedy, I take more pleasure in writing things that are challenging to say.
So this right here is a duet between Anne Frank and Helen Keller.
The comedians that I admire the most say the most horrible shit and make it funny. It's really fun to make people laugh at things that they wouldn't want to laugh at.
Tell me, is it wrong to tell an AIDS patient to stay positive?
But we're so PC right now with everything. It's important that we have that freedom of speech, that you can say things and people should hear things. I think that's one of the greatest challenges, is to come up with something irreverent.
There's always one woman, though, who's like, I love giving a blowjob. Fuck you. You're a dumb bitch. You're messing up the curve, okay? Knock that shit off.
I think it's really fun to try and push those buttons.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Lana Turner!
Stray dog covered in LA looks.